Hi, everybody. This podcast is a day late because yesterday I went to Greenwich to release a magic spell that I had done to attach myself to the house that I'm now trying to sell. Now, it wasn't until last week when I picked up my meditation practice again, and I've got to admit to you that over the last couple of months, my own personal meditation practice has been spotty at best for a whole bunch of very good reasons that I refuse to shame myself with, but want to disclose to you. Sometimes, you know what? Life happens and you just get out of your routine of meditation, even as somebody whose meditation is the core background and backbone of everything that they do. That absolutely was the case for me. So last week I got back into my meditation practice, and bear in mind my house has been on the market for a month, a whole month. It's also been in the Daily Mail, which, you know, fuck those guys. But it is so shocking to me. It was so surprising. I couldn't make sense of the fact that I had not one single viewing, not one person had expressed genuine interest in seeing my house. Now, this house is beautiful. It's like chocolate box beautiful, idyllic. It's in the most incredible position. It is in the most incredible condition. It's unique. It's amazing. It's really an amazing, magical place and would appeal to so many people. So this just made no sense to me. Why was it not selling? And anyway, in this meditation that I did this week, or actually it was last week, it was revealed to me, I did a very powerful magic spell to attach this house to me, to attach myself to this house, and I'd never released that spell. Some of you may remember 2 years ago when I did this spell to call in my perfect house, and not least of all to buy the house, to bring in the capacity to buy the house. And it was successful, and I did buy it. And I don't regret buying it at all. It's been such an amazing place to live and such an incredible catalyst for, you know, a lot of shit that needed to happen. I think of that house as a real magical portal to so much goodness and healing. It's a sanctuary in so many ways and has been for so many of my friends and students. But nonetheless, it's obviously the right time for me to vacate it and for the real next custodians of that place to come forth. And so it was very surprising that nobody seemed to be interested. And then I remembered, of course, I haven't disconnected from the spell. So yesterday, what I did was I made a ritual, and part of that ritual involved depositing something into the tidal waters of the Thames to be carried away to call in the right custodians for the house this next stage. Now, nothing that I put in the Thames was, you know, not biodegradable or safe for fish. That's a very important piece to say. You shouldn't litter into the rivers, obviously. All magic spells need to be, you know, basically made from natural materials. That, anyway, by the by, most important thing is your intention. But the point is, I had to get to a tidal river. I had to get to a specific part of the Thames that would carry this thing out. Now, for me, the easiest, most accessible place is Greenwich. I also needed my nails done, and this is a kind of cool synchronistic story. So I looked for a nail salon that would be nearby in Greenwich, generally in Greenwich, so I could kill two birds with one stone. I booked my nail appointment, the only place that had an appointment. I didn't really pay attention to where the address was. I just showed up. And as I was walking to this nail salon, I realized, oh my God, I'm walking towards my old apartment that I used to live in 20 years ago. Like, quite literally, almost to the week, 20 years ago, I was living in that apartment. And it reminded me, oh my goodness, the last time that I did a magic spell where I discarded something into a moving body of water with the intention of releasing something that I had previously called in through magic work was exactly 20 years ago. And that had worked really successfully, both the calling in and the releasing. And where I ended up going to get my nails done, no less, was literally right next door to the apartment that I used to live in then. And what that meant is it gave me access to this private, gated community that was on the riverbank, and specifically to a little jetty that led out into the tidal waters. And this was the place where 20 years ago to the week, I had previously released my last spell. All of this to say, the universe is fucking crazy. Whether you conceive of the universe as your higher self, as your inner self, whatever, shit's wild. So I deposited my spell. I called in, I released the house from me and called in the next custodians of that house. I'm going to post a picture of it in this email. I'm not going to post a link to the listing. If you are interested in the listing, email me. Because I'm living there, this is my home. And oh, it's just such an incredible place. And I know that the right custodian for that house is now going to be found because I've disconnected from the house. Wow, magic is wild. Magic is real. If you ever doubt it, just, I don't know, remind yourself of all the wild, weird synchronicities that have happened in your life that you could never have predicted or planned linearly for. And the other thing I want to say before I briefly end this is, there's been so much invitation for me over these last couple of months to regret decisions and choices I've made, whether that's regretting buying this house, whether it's regretting marrying somebody, whether it's regretting fucking wearing a particular outfit on a day that I'm going to be harassed by paparazzi. Like, there's a lot of regrets, invitations to regrets, and I refuse them all. I absolutely refuse, and I think you should too. Wherever you find yourself, even or maybe especially if it is in a really tight spot, a really difficult, challenging place, which I'm absolutely in this phase of my life, it's very much the dissolution. We're coagulating slowly, but like, my God, it's not done yet. It's so easy to regret things, and we can't. Don't waste your energy regretting. Instead, look forward, really important, and get back onto your meditation practice. My God, if there was a bit of advice I could say to myself, it was get back onto your meditation practice sooner. Okay, that's all. Oh, it's not all. I've got to remind you about the Seduction Masterclass, which is being held not next week, but the week after, the 28th. I'm really excited about it. This is going to be the upgraded best version of this already very successful and popular masterclass. I'm going to teach you how to access a true sense of authentic power that basically just means that you ooze authenticity, beauty, power, truly who you are out of every part of your energy, and that is so magnetic, it's so attractive. And I'm going to show you how to do that. There's also going to be discussions of magical practices, magical oils, looking at astrology, particular timings, colors, scents, all of the things that make up, a way of being in the world that not just for one night, or not just for one person, or not just for one purpose, but like a way of being, a comportment to the world that is truly seductive, that truly brings you into alignment with things that are in alignment with you, and that you want, and that are good for you, and that you need. And I gotta say, I've got many skills, but this is one of my primary ones, and I want to show you how to do it. I want to share that with you. Okay, so tickets to the Seduction Masterclass will be linked below, and also remember, all my masterclasses, we've got the hour and a half of teaching. I say it's an hour, but it always goes over. And then we have a full week of WhatsApp support in group community with me. And that is honestly some of the most rewarding, exciting, interesting, engaging. And people have made like lifelong friends from these masterclass community groups. Yeah, they're amazing. I'm excited about it. So, yes. And I'm hopefully going to get on TikTok right now. All right. Bye.